Locked On Red Sox, your daily Boston Red Sox podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey, 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 welcome to another episode of the Locked On Red Sox podcast. Thank you so much for making Locked On Red Sox your first listen of every day. I'm Lauren Campbell. I cover Boston sports for NESN. I have been in this Boston media scene now for just about 7 years. Born and raised in the Boston area, so love, love, love being able to talk Red Sox with you from a fan perspective and a reporter perspective as well. And somebody who just misses baseball. It hasn't even been a month since the MLB season ended, and I am really missing it. Obviously, as you can see, or not see, but hear, that we are not on YouTube. We did release our first episode on YouTube on Tuesday. Thank you to everybody who tuned in. We are still working out the kinks. It is a new learning curve for me, so thank you so much for your patience. But starting next week, we will be on YouTube regularly, but for now, I am just going to grace your airwaves via Apple, Spotify, Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts. So bear with us. We will be on YouTube consistently next week, but thank you so much for all of your support. We have a very fun show planned for you today because the Silver Sluggers were named on Thursday night. The Red Sox had a pair of Silver Sluggers, so that is also very exciting. We will talk about the slew of shortstops that are available in this offseason coming up, and if they make sense for the Red Sox to maybe go out and acquire one, and then what does that mean for Xander Bogaerts and Rafael Devers. But speaking of Xander Bogaerts and Rafael Devers, the duo were named Silver Sluggers. Obviously, Xander was named for shortstop and Rafael Devers at third base. I don't think this comes as a surprise to anyone. They both had incredible seasons at the plate. I know that I've ragged on Devers before for his defense and maybe being a defensive liability at times, but that's why he's winning Silver Sluggers and not Gold Gloves, because he is a force at the plate. This past season, Devers drove in 113 runs. He had 38 home runs, 165 hits. He scored 101 runs himself, 5 stolen bases, 279 on the season, and his OPS was 890, and he's only 25. So he is an incredible force at the plate. He's come in clutch so many times for the Red Sox, and that's a power hitter. He hits for power. I know that we saw in the postseason he was dealing with a bit of a forearm injury there. It was fatigue or it was tightness and just kind of general discomfort that caused him to wear a compression sleeve. And you notice that he would drop the bat at times when he would swing and miss, and it's because that he was dealing with pain when he wouldn't make contact. But when he was making contact, it didn't hurt. So it probably explains why he was taking hell hacks throughout the postseason. But throughout the regular season, Rafael Devers was incredible. He was 2 home runs away from 40. I mean, hitting 30 home runs alone, even 20, that's a feat in and of itself. And Rafael Devers just gets better every single season. And like I said, he's only 25. He's going into his prime here. You know, if the Red Sox can keep him at the plate and keep this consistency, he's going to be a problem for a long, long time. So like I said, it really was no surprise that he picked up a Silver Slugger. And it's just like it was no surprise with Devers, it's really no surprise that Bogaerts also picked up the Silver Slugger Award for a shortstop. And his season was pretty successful too. He hit 23 home runs, .295 batting average. He scored 90 runs, drove in 79 RBI, had 5 stolen bases. And much like Devers, you know, he was very consistent at the plate. He's like the unnamed captain of this team. You know, he's a leader. He's been here for so long. So everyone looks to Bogaerts as somebody who's obviously very well respected. Like I said, he's kind of the unnamed captain. They have not had a captain since Jason Varitek, when and then he retired and they just never gave anyone else the C. But, you know, if you ask anybody, if you were to just ask any Red Sox fan who's the captain of the Red Sox, they're going to say Xander Bogaerts. And he had an incredible season at the plate. He looks great at shortstop. And this was Bogaerts' 4th Silver Slugger Award at the position. He joins an elite group of people who have won at least 4 Silver Sluggers at that position. So he joins Barry Larkin, who has 9, Cal Ripken, who has 8, Alex Rodriguez, who has 7, and Derek Jeter, who has 5. Now, if Bogaerts keeps up this production that he's doing at the plate, he certainly could catch. I mean, obviously, Derek Jeter is very much in line to catch. He could catch Barry Larkin if he continues this pace. And he also joins a nice group of Red Sox players for most Silver Sluggers. So David Ortiz leads the way with 7. Wade Boggs has 6. And Manny Ramirez has 6 as well. And Xander Bogaerts has 4. So he is really etching himself into a really, really nice group of company here. Anytime you can be mentioned with Cal Ripken and David Ortiz, you're in good hands there. So I think that Xander Bogaerts obviously is making a great career for himself. He, kind of like Devers at the plate, just seems to be getting better with age. That's kind of scary, and that's not good news for opponents and pitchers. And there's also only been four groups of players to be shortstop and third baseman teammates to win the Silver Slugger Award. So obviously Xander Bogaerts and Rafael Devers did it this year. Jose Ramirez and Francisco Lindor did it for the Indians. Derek Jeter and Alex Rodriguez did it for the Yankees. And Miguel Tejada and Melvin Mora did it for the Baltimore Orioles. So they're just really starting to pave the way as an incredible duo at shortstop and third base. In a season where the Red Sox exceeded so many expectations, they continue to prove why they were so competitive and why they were so good and why they exceeded these expectations when some of their players pick up awards like Xander Bogaerts and Rafael Devers. Now, every team, yes, even bad teams have superstars or have that one player who's a bright light and a bright spot for the team, but at the end of the day, the Red Sox will continue to be competitive as long as they have Bogaerts and Devers on their team. Much, much, much deserved for this duo. I'm so happy to see some awards get racked up after, especially after Alex Cora got snubbed for Manager of the Year. He's certainly deserved Manager of the Year, at least to be named a finalist. But we already discussed that on Tuesday's episode of Locked On Red Sox, so we won't go too much further into that. So a huge congratulations to Xander Bogaerts and Rafael Devers on their much-deserved Silver Slugger Awards. I'm excited to see what the future holds for them, and I'm excited to see how the rest of their careers pan out. They're going to be exciting players to watch for the next 10, maybe even 15 years. Coming up in our second segment of the Locked On Red Sox podcast, we will talk about the slew of shortstops that are available in the open market this offseason. But first, this episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it's now impossible for your local chain auto parts store to stock all the parts you need. Why endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning and wait while the person behind the counter orders the parts on their computer, choosing the only brand their warehouse just so happens to carry? You have computers with access to rockauto.com at home and right in your pocket. Rock Auto is a family business serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years, and their prices are reliably low for every single customer. They have everything you could need, from brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Go explore their easy-to-use website today to find your solution to your auto parts needs. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. Welcome back to the Locked On Red Sox podcast. Thank you so much for making Locked On Red Sox your first listen of every day. So we are into the offseason now. Not too much has happened. JD Martinez decided not to opt out of his contract. The Red Sox declined options on Martin Perez and Garrett Richards. And they also reportedly extended a qualifying offer to E-Rod. Well, they extended the qualifying offer to E-Rod worth $18.4 million. And they also reportedly offered him a multi-year deal. Now, the terms of that deal are not disclosed. There's little to no information out there on this deal, but obviously the Red Sox see potential in E-Rod. They see much more than the numbers show. I think sometimes his numbers can get skewed because he has had a down season before. Obviously missing all of 2020 was not ideal, but you have to take care of you first. And in 2021, he pitched okay. He came out hot. He started 5-0 and he looked like he could be the ace of this team, but then he couldn't really find a groove after that. But he did pitch really well in the postseason. So, you know, you take what you can get. E-Rod has proven himself before. He did have the 19-win season in 2019. But we will keep our eye on that, and we will obviously keep you updated right here on Locked On Red Sox. But let's talk what ifs, because there are a lot of shortstops on the free agent market. There's a lot of notable names out there. Most notably probably is Carlos Correa. So it's become a question of, will the Red Sox sign a shortstop for 2022? And you might be thinking, wait a second, well, there's Xander Bogaerts. Why would you have to sign a shortstop? There's also Marcelo Meyer, who the Red Sox drafted in this past year's draft and has a ton of upside potential. But I think a lot of people, what people need to truly understand too about Marcelo Meyer is, just because he was drafted as a shortstop does not mean he might not be developed as a shortstop. There's endless possibilities when you play shortstop. You know, you could go to third, second. We've seen it before throughout MLB. But the Red Sox do need to find ways to improve their defense. No, that's not particularly all on Xander Bogaerts, but there are issues like Rafael Devers. Second base still is a bit of a question. First base too. I mean, Bobby Dalbec is a fine option, and Tristan Cassius isn't too far away from making his MLB debut. But there's always what ifs, and there's always, always, always room for improvement, especially when you're the Boston Red Sox, because you always want to be competitive. Red Sox fans are impatient, we're spoiled, and listen, that's fine. We are impatient because in 2004, the Red Sox finally won after not winning for 86 years, and then it felt like they were winning championships every other year, or being in the postseason every other year. Boston, obviously, is the city of champions. So, The Athletic recently wrote that the Red Sox could be a sleeper in the shortstop market. This is from The Athletic's Jim Bowden. He said they love Xander Bogaerts. The thinking is they could sign a shortstop and move him to second base, or perhaps even consider moving Bogaerts there. And Chaim Bloom also did not rule out the possibility of the Red Sox signing a shortstop. At the general manager's meeting this week, he said, "I don't like taking things off the table just because in today's game, especially as you see, even superstar players move around the field. I don't think you should take anything off the table. With that said, with both these guys," meaning Bogaerts and Devers, "we don't have concern about the positions they play. We love them both." And he also added that he feels the Red Sox are very well set up. I certainly think it would be interesting to see the Red Sox sign a shortstop and kind of see what they would do with Bogaerts, because Bogaerts is not a natural shortstop. He is very good at what he does. You know, he's made some very flashy plays. He's really flashed the leather at times throughout his time there at shortstop. And like I said, Carlos Correa is a free agent. It doesn't sound like he's going to return to Houston. They seem to lowball him with the reported offer that was out there. They might as well have just said, "Thanks for everything you did. We appreciate you. Now go get your money." Trevor Story also is on the market. Corey Seager. They do all have qualifying offers as well. So, you know, there's a lot to take in there, because these are a lot of good names out there. You have Correa, who led all major league shortstops in defensive runs earned with 21. Trevor Story was tied for fourth in the majors. So when you think of, you know, could the Red Sox sign Trevor Story, a Carlos Correa? And if you could, you probably would want to make a run at those guys. Those are two guys who definitely would improve your team, definitely would improve your defense. And it maybe won't be the worst idea to move Xander Bogaerts over to second base or to third base and see, maybe he has even more potential outside of being a shortstop. You know, let's fast forward to 2023. Let's say JD Martinez does not re-sign with the Red Sox after his contract expires. He hits the free agent market. The Red Sox move Rafael Devers to the DH position. Xander Bogaerts plays second. Carlos Correa or Trevor Story or even Javi Baez play shortstop. There's a lot of moving parts. And like I said, this is a lot of what ifs and a lot of looking toward the future, but it is certainly worth kind of diving into and kind of, you know, playing that what if game, because the Red Sox need to improve on defense. There's no question about that. They also need to improve on pitching. There are a ton of question marks surrounding their pitching. Probably their biggest area of need is pitching, and there are, you know, several other big name pitchers on the free agent market as well. I mean, Max Scherzer and Justin Verlander are two of them, but I don't foresee the Red Sox getting either of those guys. And I talked Tuesday how the Red Sox probably should stay away from Verlander. And then there's always the Red Sox possibly could re-sign Jose Iglesias. He's a longtime shortstop. He was terrific defensively at second base for the Red Sox when they brought him back in just after the September 1st deadline, so he could not play in the postseason. But he was fantastic, and he provided such a spark for the Red Sox. Who knows if they would have gotten to the postseason without him or stayed in the postseason race without him. He really was such a bright spot for the team toward the end of the season, especially during the COVID outbreak. Christian Arroyo, he played a lot of time at second base, but he also missed a lot of time because of injuries. They also tried to move him to first base, and we all know how that went by now. So it might be smart for the Red Sox to add a second baseman or a shortstop who can play second base in the offseason, just for that added depth and that added versatility and that added security for not just 2022, but 2023 and beyond. Or you could just tell me I'm a wackadoodle and that's just insane and Xander Bogaerts is the shortstop and that's where you're gonna end the conversation. That's totally fine too. I completely understand that. But it's fun to think about. You can at least admit that it's fun to think about. You know, a lot of these players, though, they are attached to qualifying offers, so they need to decide whether or not they want to accept or reject it. I'm pretty sure Carlos Correa is out of Houston. I don't know about Trevor Story. I want to say that it's easy for me to say that, oh yeah, they'll definitely accept their qualifying offers. But in a robust market, especially if there's a lot of shortstops out there and a lot of teams that may need a shortstop, might be worth testing what's out there and what kind of deal someone can get. Even though the current CBA expires December 1st, John Heyman has reported that it's going to be a two and a half months of pain with the negotiations. There's always the potential for a work stoppage. Maybe the season doesn't start on time next year. So maybe the safest bet, and I've said this before, the safest bet is to accept the qualifying offer just so you have that stability and that job security and almost $20 million. That there's nothing to complain about there. But names like Carlos Correa and Trevor Story probably are going to warrant longer term and a lot of money per year. Coming up in our third and final segment of the Locked On Red Sox podcast, I will end this show on a positive note and get you ready for almost Friday and midnight because Taylor Swift releases her Taylor's version of the Red album, so I'm pretty excited about that. But first, this episode is brought to you by BetOnline.ag. We're back and we're better than ever. A new web interface for the start of the basketball season, which means more props, odds, and lines than ever before. BetOnline remains your number one spot for all the basketball and football action this season. Head to our new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus. From basketball, football, baseball, postseason, NHL, boxing, and UFC, right down to your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait to take advantage of all of our amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all of your favorite sports, and I certainly can confirm it is the easiest. BetOnline, where the game starts. Welcome back to the Locked On Red Sox podcast. Thank you so much for making Locked On Red Sox your first listen of the day. I am going to end this show, as I always do, on a positive note. It's almost Friday. We've made it through another week just about. We are getting closer to Thanksgiving. We are getting closer to every other holiday out there. Before I get into our positive takeaway, today, Thursday, November 11th, is Veterans Day, and I would be remiss if I did not say thank you to the veterans who have served our country. I have several friends who have served in the Army and other branches of military. I have a lot of friends who have family members or husbands and wives and partners in the military. My future brother-in-law just got out of the Marines recently over the summer. So thank you to all the veterans out there. And to end the show on a positive note, we are one day closer to baseball, whether that is in February when pitchers and catchers report to spring training, or whether that's in March if there is a work stoppage of any length of time. You know, we're still one day closer to baseball. JD Martinez is still a Red Sox. And it sounds like, too, that the Red Sox want to bolster this defense, this team as a whole, and it's going to start with the pitching. And it really truly sounds like Chaim Bloom is all in on making this team better, because they were so successful last year. They won 92 games, but I think 2022 is going to set the Red Sox up for a lot of success. Of course, it of course depends on how they handle this offseason, who they acquire, and kind of how they work around the luxury tax threshold. But I am very confident that Chaim Bloom will 100% go out and bolster this pitching. I think that this isn't going to be a trade deadline like when Hansel Robles or Austin Davis gets acquired. He's going to acquire people that are really going to help. He's going to acquire pitchers who are reliable, who are sturdy, and who can give you either long relief out of the bullpen or can give you five innings as a starter. So I'm pretty confident. I hope you're confident too. Let's end the show there. Thank you so much for making Locked On Red Sox your first listen of the day. I'm so grateful for you each and every day. Be sure to follow me on Twitter at lalalalauren, three laws, Lauren with four R's, as well as the Locked On Red Sox Twitter account at @LO_Red Sox. Be sure to follow all of my work on Nesson.com. We have tons of Red Sox content out there, even though the Red Sox are in their offseason. And be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the Locked On Red Sox podcast. Leave us a review, tell us what you want to hear. And when you subscribe, you always know when the episode drops, so you will never miss an episode. Be sure to check out all of the other Locked On shows across our network, Locked On Blue Jays, Locked On Yankees, Locked On A's. They all do an incredible job. And now that you've made Locked On Red Sox your first listen of the day, please go make Locked On MLB your second listen. When Paul Francis Sullivan, our good friend Sully, he brings you his unique perspective of the major leagues, both past and present. It's free and available on all platforms. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.